Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is daf bet. Today's daf is being studied. The Elul Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema, Dina Bat Sara. El Narefan Adam, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Taguf, Refuah Tak, Refuah Labo, Vechen Yirasom, Ramar Amen. Our Masechet begins with the laws of Edim Zomimim. Torah says, if you have two witnesses that come and testify against a person, and then two other witnesses come along and say, how did you testify on that day? Imanu hiyitim, you were with us. So the first set of witnesses now become Zomimim. The Torah says, v'asitim lo, kasher zamam la'asot lach. If we do to the false witnesses what they were trying to do to the person that they testified against. Our Mishnah, first Mishnah, actually begins with the non-classical case of Edim Zomimim. Mishnah begins with a case where you don't do the exact punishment to the witnesses what they were trying to do. That's where it starts off. Ketzad ha'edim na'asim zomimim. How do the witnesses become zomimim? Gemara is going to explain this introduction because really it asks a question of how do they become Zomimim, and then the Gemara Mishnah answers you a case where they don't become Zomimim. So Gemara will deal with that. But Ketzad Aidim Na'asim Zomimim. How do the witnesses become Zomimim? Me'aidim Anu Be'ish Pedoni Shehu Ben Girusha O Ben Halutza. Two witnesses come into the court and they testify against the Kohen and they say that his mother is a divorcee. The mother divorced in front of us. We know she's a divorcee. And then she went and got married to a Kohen, which is forbidden from the Torah. And therefore, this kid over here is a product of that. Therefore, they're saying he is indeed a halal. Okay, that's what they're testifying, basically. This kid is a son of a divorcee. Or ben halutza. Or his mother went through the ceremony of Halitza. In the Torah, Halitza is not asur to a Kohen. But Midrabbanan, the lady that went through Halitza, is forbidden to marry a Kohen. If she did, so the child is also a Halal. So either they're saying he's a Ben Gerusha, or he's a Ben Halitza. How do we know that? We were there. We were there at the divorce. We were there at the Halitza. Now, if you would follow the regular Edim Zomimim rules, then they became Zomimim. What are you talking? How did you see the divorce? You were with us in Chicago on that day. Oh, so they become Zomimim. So what are you going to say? We make them Halalim? Now, these two Kohanim, now that testified, we turn them into Halalim? Maybe, if you want to follow the law strictly, yeah, you try to make somebody a Halal, you become a Halal. Gemara says, "En umrim ya'aseh ze ben gerusha u ben halutza tahtav." You don't say that. Okay, it's an exception. Ela loket arba'im. Lashes, loket arba'im, meaning 39 malkut. Lashi says, third line, en omrim imuzmu ve'en kohanim ya'aseh ze ben gerusha v'halutza lekeyem bo kesher zemam. Ela sofeket arba'im. We're going to finish Tamar. I'm going to explain why. So that's the first exception that we're learning. Me'edim anu be'ish pedoni shu hayav legalut, or leglot. We testify on this guy over here that he murdered Beshogeg, and therefore he's chayav to go to Ir Miklat, the Galut. That's Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. And then what? It became Zomimim. So we're not going to say, oh, you tried to put the guy to Ir Miklat, you go to Ir Miklat now. It says, enomlim yigle ze tahtav. We don't say that this guy should go to Galut, the witnesses instead. Ela loke arba'im. Again, it's an exceptional case. They get lashes. So now the Gemara begins. Exactly. The introduction of the Mishnah should read like this: Ketzad en ha'edim na'asim zomimim. How do the witnesses not become zomimim? The title of the Mishnah is the wrong question. The title is Ketzad ha'edim na'asim zomimim. How do they become zomimim? Oh, we'll give you a case where they don't. But you're not answering the question. So the title of the Mishnah should be Ketzad en ha'edim na'asim zomimim. Give me a case where they don't become zomimim. That's the first question. Bashi, Ketzad en ha'edim na'asim zomimim b'v'ed de'ha lo mekayemet bahu kasher zamam. Right, you're not fulfilling kasher zamam. Ve'od, and furthermore, midiktani lekaman. Later on in the Masechet, it says, aval amru lahem. Two witnesses came into court. Two other witnesses come to them and say, heach atem me'edim. How are you testifying? Shareh b'otu ayom, atem me'itim imanu b'mkom peloni. You with us. Hare elu zomimim. They are zomimim. Which means, even if you're going to keep our text, ketzad ha'edim na'asim zomimim, that already we know from later on. Later on, the Masechet tells us how edim becomes zomimim. So therefore, it doesn't belong here either. Because if you're telling me the law of zomimim, that's not over in this Mishnah, it's later on. Later on it says, aval, if two witnesses come along and say, how did you testify? You with us. So this, even the way we have it doesn't make sense, because you should be putting it later on. Nashi, ve'od. See, Nashi ve'od, that's right, after the Gemara. My kabaye tana kesed na'asim zomimim. What are you saying, kesed na'asim zomimim? Haketani la lekaman. It says later on. Ketzad din zomimim dektan b'matnitin. It says later on. What's the ketzad zomimim? Aval amru lahem zomimim heach atem me'edim edut zeh v'halo em ha'etem imanu utem kum ploni v'chule. So that's the Gemara's two questions. So the Gemara answers, Tana hatam ka'e. The Tana of our Mishnah is actually coming off of Sanhedrin, the Masechet that we just finished. Tana hatamke. If you remember, at the end of Sanhedrin, it was in the last perakim, Elu ha'nehnakim, not really the last perak, but towards the end. Over there, we discussed cases of edim zomimim. So since in the end of Sanhedrin, we discussed, the subject came up, so this is a continuation of something that we discussed over there. What do we discuss over there? Kol ha-zomimim makdimim le'ota mita. We said over there, all zomimim, they are prepared for the same death that they were trying to invoke. Chutz mezomimim bat kohen u'bo'ala. Remember that case? Mm-hmm. That was a bat kohen, she was married. Exactly. She was married, and she went with somebody else. So it's ishet ish. Normally, ishet ish gets henek. And what happened over here? Over here, we said, we don't give them henek. The edim zomimim that became zomimim. Oh, what are you talking about? How did you testify against this Kohenit? Are you with us? So we don't say that we give Serefa, because a Bat Kohen is a different deen. Bat Kohen is Serefa. In this case over here, we give them Henek, like what the man would have got. Because the Pasuk says, Va'asitim lo, Kasher Zabam na'asot la'achiv. La'achiv ve'lo la'achoto. Well, that's an exceptional case. They went after the Bat Kohen, and they're not getting what they tried to do. She gets it, if I they get. So that's a case where you don't get what they tried to do. She'en makdimim le'ota mita ela le'mita acheret. Good. But at least it's a mita acheret. They tried to do serifah, they get henik. V'yesh edim zomimim acherim. It's also part of Sanhedrin. And there's other types of edim zomimim. She'en osim behem din hazama kol ikar ela malkut arba'im. And there's another type of edim zomimim that they don't do any din hazama. Nothing related to what they tried to do. They just get malkut. Oh, that was said in Sanhedrin. But it didn't tell me the case. So, how Masech it starts off, Ketzad. Oh, what's the case? Me'idim anu be'ish peloni, shu ben gerusha u ben halutza. Our story. They testified it's ben gerusha ben halutza. En omrim ya'aseh ze ben gerusha u ben halutza tahtab. El loke et arba'im. Look at Rashi. Chutz mezomime bat kohen. Actually, go to one before that. Hatam ka'e. Mesanhedrin salik. Detnan b'shilhi. Shilhi is at the end. Elwena nechnakin. Du siyuma de Sanhedrin. Deyesh zomimim shenishtanu b'miksat medin hazama. There's a certain hazama that's different. Kediktani. כל הזוממים מקדימים לאותה מיטה, כלומר אין להם לצפות מיטה אחרת. They shouldn't anticipate another death besides the one they were trying to invoke, אלא משכימים לאותה מיטה שנגמר בדינו של נידון. Right? They get the one that they were trying to do. Chutz mezumeh bat kohen, nisua, she's married, shaf api, shenigbar dina lesrefa, al pihem, even though she gets srefa based on her testimony, hem behenek, kedi afin rahatam, he besrefa, ve'en bo'ala besrefa, ela behenek, kashar eshet ish, ve'azumimim, mashkirim lemita, shehayevo et abu'el. They get the punishment that they were trying to go after the bo'el. Dikhtiv kashir zaman lasut la'achiv, ve'lo la'achoto, ve'kamaracha. And over here it comes along and says, "Od yes zumimim achirim." There's another type of edim. Once already we started giving a case of Sanhedrin of a different, so we now this Mr. Masechet starts off. I'll give you another case. What's the case? She'em mekayimim b'mdina zama klal. You don't give dina zama b'klal. Ela malkut. Ve'alam mefresh kesed otana edim. She'em mekayimim b'mdina zama nasid zumimim. So you have to read in. Ketzad those witnesses that were not being mikayim hazama, how do they become, what do we do to them? Ketzad ha'edim na'asim zomimim, you have to read into it according to Rashi. Ketzad ha'edim, those witnesses that we were talking about in Sanhedrin, that you don't fulfill hazama exactly to the T on them, how do they become zomimim? What happens to them? Since we're coming off of Sanhedrin, so we know the context of what this first opening line of the Mishnah is talking about. Even though, if you read it regular, Ketzad ha'edim na'asim zomimim, you had a question, what do you mean? En ha'edim na'asim zomimim. No. We know what the subject is. We know we came from Sanhedrin, and we know Sanhedrin is talking about a case where they tried to do Sirifa, and they get chenek. Oh, so now, we're continuing. Ketzad, give me another case where you go even further, where the ha'edim say one thing, and they get malkut. Totally something different. That's what she reads into the first line. Ela what? Adam mefarish ketzad otana edim, those witnesses that we talked about in Sanhedrin, she'en makdimim b'hem din hazama, that you don't do the hazama to them, nasim zomimim. So ketzad edim, parentheses, shelo osim bo din hazama, nasim zomimim. Good. So now the Gemara has to analyze, why is it so? Why is it if a Kohen tries to make, Kohen witnesses, try to make somebody a halal, we should make them halalim? Why not? So Gemara says, Minan Nemile. What's the source? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Tamar Kerav Va'asitem Lo Kashiz Amam Lo Velo Lezar'o. Va'asitem Lo Lo Velo Lezar'o. Because if you're going to make them halalim, it affects their children now. Because their children become halalim, and their grandchildren become halalim, and it goes all the way down. Pasuk says, Va'asitim lo! You do to him. So the Gemara says, okay, very good. Make them halalim, and don't make their children halalim. Ve'lifsiluhu ledideh, ve'lo lifsiluhu lezara'eh. Okay, make a special deen, let them become halalim, and not their children. Gemara says, "Ba'ina kasher zamam la'asot veleka." That's not what they were trying to do, but to the guy, by making him a halal, they were trying to posel his zera as well. So therefore, you can't say, "All right, well, we'll do to you partial. You'll become a halal, not your children." That's not what you were trying to do. Okay, so make the children. So it's catch 22. So therefore, since you cannot fulfill the deen of Azama based on Gezerat the Katuvs, so therefore you're going to have to give Malkut. Now, that doesn't tell us why you give Malkut. Don't give anything. Let him walk. Right, so the Gemara is going to have to explain why you get Malkut. The Gemara is not saying that over here why you get Malkut. It's just saying why you can't give the Halalut status. Look at Rashi. Ve'lo lezar'o. Ve'im ta'aseu halal v'u kohen pasalta et zar'o le'olam. That's it. Halal becomes halal. Grandchildren. You can't stop halalut. So that's the first answer. Now the Gemara gives a second answer. Bar Peda comes along and gives another answer. Bar Peda Omer. Kal Vachomer. I make it Kal Vachomer. Uma hamehalel eno mithalel haba lehalel velo halel eno din shelo yithalel. Sounds complicated, but it's really not. Uma mehalel. That's a kohen that marries a divorcee. He's coming to mehalel her. Eno mithalel. He doesn't become a halal. That's the kohen that actually married the divorcee. He went and mehalela. He doesn't become a halal. Haba lehalel velo hilel. These witnesses that only came to try to make a halal and they didn't succeed. Enodin shelo yithalel. Certainly they shouldn't become halalim. Which means if the kohen himself that made halal does not become mithalel, these witnesses that just tried to make halal and they failed, certainly they shouldn't become halalim. That's his kal v'chomer. The Gemara is going to say the kal v'chomer is flawed for a specific reason, because if you're going to say this kal v'chomer, then you just took the whole law of hazama out the window. But let's get the kal v'chomer in Nashi first. Hamechalel eno mithalel. Kohen noset the gerusha. A kohen that marries a divorcee, shemechalel et zaro. Right? He ruins his children. He himself does not become halal from the kehuna. Haba lehalel velo chalel. Et zomim shiratza lehalel velo chalel. Eno din. Matkif la ravina. Back to the Gemara. Im ken bitalta torat edim zomimim. If you're going to say this, kal vachomer, as she says, that's it. You have undone the whole law of edim zomimim. Because I can make a similar kal vachomer based on this logic. And if I make this kal vachomer, there's no more edim zomimim in any case. Why? Amud bet. Uma hasokel eno niskal habal liskol velo sakal eno din shelo yisakel. Introduction. We have a rule. It says, "Va'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv." You do to the witnesses what they tried to do. Let's say the case went further on, and the Bittin accepted these witnesses, and they actually killed the guy. They came to Bittin. This guy's hayav sekida. He's mechalel Shabbat. And the Bittin went, and they bought the testimony and everything, and they actually killed the guy. After they killed the guy, two other witnesses come along and say, "What are you talking? You're with us." The law is you don't kill the witnesses in that case. Even though it sounds counter-logical. So what do you mean? They actually did it. Torah says, "Va'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot, ve'lo kasher asa." Only what they were trying to do, but not if it actually happened. So once you say that, I can make a kal vachomer with a similar logic of the last kal vachomer. I'll say, Uma hasokel, where the witnesses actually stoned the guy. In on the skull, you don't stone the edim zomimim. Habal the skull velo sakal. We have witnesses that tried to give sekila and they didn't succeed. In odin shelo yisakel. So certainly you shouldn't give him sekila. It's like the same kal vachomer that you made before. Uma mehalel. She'eno mithalel, habal lehalel velo chalel. Eno din shelo yithalel. Same thing, this guy, he gave the guy sekina. You don't become a zomim. Habal liskol velo sakal, eno din shelo yithakel. So according to your kal vachomer, Rabbi Bar Pedat, you're going to undo all edim zomim. So the Gemara says, you know something? You're right. Ela. You got to go back to the first answer. So the first answer is back to what? It says, lo, velo lezaro. Therefore, you can only do it to him. You can't do it to his descendants. And you can't just make him a halal without his descendants, because that's what he was trying to do to his friend. And that's the source of how do we know that you don't make the guy a halal. Now the Gemara says, me'idim anu bi'ish plonishu hayab galit. That's the second case. This guy murdered Bishogeg, he's hayav to go to Galut. How do you know that you don't say, you were trying to give the guy Galut, you go to Galut. How do you know? Amar Rish Lakish, the Amar Kera, Hu Yanus Elacha Te'arim, Hu Velo Zomimi. Okay, Gizrat Katuf. Hu Yanus. He will run to one of the cities. Who's an exclusionary term? Who's coming to exclude? Who will also mean? Good. Comes Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar Kavahomer. I'll give you Kavahomer. To tell me that you don't give the witnesses Galut. Umahu, Sha'asam Ma'aseh Bimizid, eno gole hen shelo asu maase kama bemezid eno din shelo yiglu, which means if a guy did mezid, he killed the guy bemezid with action, killed the guy intentional. Does an intentional murderer go to galut? No. Uma guy who did it bemezid bemaase doesn't go to galut. These witnesses that came bemezid beli maase, they only did it verbally. Enodin shelo yiglu. If a guy bemezid bemaase doesn't go to galut, so you're going to tell me a mezid shelo bemaase, which is just verbally or the testimony, certainly shouldn't go to galut. That's she. Fourth line. Who shasa maase bemezid enogole? Haorek shasa maase im bemezid asao enogole. Right, in the case where, let's say, he's not going to get killed, let's say they didn't give him a warning, so you can't kill the guy, but he doesn't go to galut either. Hem shelo asu maase ela dibur be'alma. Bemezid yaidu enodin shelo yiglu al mezid. Gemara says, no, that kava chomer is not good. Gemara says, v'hi notenet, which means adraba, from your kava chomer of Yohanan, that's the reason why they should go to galut. The way you set it up, that gives me a reason for them yet to go to galut. Why? Who shasa ba'ase bemezid lo ligle ki yechidido teve lekapara? Hen shelo asu ma'ase bemezid namel ligleu ki yechidido teve lekapara. Exactly. Which means galut is a kapara. So I could argue and say, I'll tell you why. When a guy does a ma'ase bemezid, I'm not giving him the zechut to get kapara. Let him get his kapara in Shamayim. He's in trouble. When a guy does a non-action, a dibur bimizid, maybe adraba, maybe he deserves galut, let him get kapara, he's less. Your kavam is based on, the guy does a bimizid bimaseh, doesn't get a galut. A guy does a bimizid bidibur, certainly shouldn't get a galut. I'll tell you the opposite. Because he's less, that's the reason why he zochet to galut, in order to get a kapara. The mezid guy be maaseh, I'm not going to give him the zechut to get kapara. Let him get it in Shamayim. Mashiach, if a guy did only dibur, it's less. Maybe he should get galut. Maybe he's worthy of kapara. Your kavah homer is not good. Tanat Gemara says, you're right. Go back to the first answer. Edam havverta kedei Reish Lakish. Right? Go back to the answer, the original answer of Reish Lakish. Hu yanus, hu velo zomimi. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to a new point. Amar Ula.
They knocked out the first
comment. They knocked it out, which is... Yeah, that's knocked out. We knocked it out.
How was it flawed?
We said I was flawed. Because if you're going to make that kavah homer, I'll make you another kavah homer. I'll say, Uma Asukim. That's how I knocked it out. I'll say this. And we can't say that, because if you say that, then there's only things over me. He has a different, he didn't have the Kabbalah from the Pasuk, he had a Kabbalah. Amar Ula, you don't need, you can use that Pasuk for other things. Amar Ula. Remez li'idim zomimim in Torah minayim. That's a funny question. Give me a remez of this concept of idim zomimim. Gemara says, remez li'idim zomimim? V'aketiv, it says beferush. V'asitim lo kashe zamam. It's not a remez, it's beferush. What kind of question is that? Hey, that's not the pshat. The question was like this. Ela remez le'edim zomim shilokim min haTorah. Ah, give me a remez, because it's not explicit really, of our cases that a ben Girusha case or a ben Halutza case or a galut case. How do you know when you're not going to give them what they tried that you end up giving them malkut? Because I could argue, don't give them anything. Once you can't do hazama, they walk free. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. So give me a remez in the Torah to this concept. Dichtiv. Oh, we have a pasuk. Pasuk says, Ve'etzdiku et ha-tzadik, ve'hirshiyu et ha-rasha. And this is talking about judges. If a judge comes into the court, Ve'etzdiku et ha-tzadik, they come along and say, you're a tzadik, you're innocent. Ve'hirshiyu et ha-rasha. And they come along to the other guy and say, you're a rasha, you are guilty. That's how it usually happens in court. Tzadik becomes a tzadik, is exonerated, and the rasha becomes a rasha. Ve'haya im bin hakot rasha. And then what? You take the lashes and you give it to the rasha. That's a simple pasuk. Bet Din Sitzan, you are Tzadik, you are Rasha, and now what do you do? Hit the Rasha, give him Malkut. Now, Gemara says, Mishum v'hitzdiku et Tzadik, v'irshiu et Rasha, v'aya im ben akot Rasha? No. Which means, because you made this one a Tzadik, and you made this one a Rasha, that's why you hit the Rasha? It doesn't always work that way. In court, where you have one guy at Tzaddik and one guy at Rasha, sometimes you give a guy Malkut because he's a Rasha without a Tzaddik being in the court. Which is, why would the Pasuk tell me, only in a case, Tzaddik with a Tzaddik, Tzaddik with a Rasha, then you give Malkut. And if there's no Tzaddik in the court, and if the guy's alone, you don't give Malkut. So that cannot be the case. As if you only tell me, the only time you give Malkut to the Rasha is when there was a Tzaddik over there. And if there's no tzaddik, it doesn't get malkut. So what's the case talking about? Vitzdik, only vitzdiku? Ah, then vitzdiku. There was no guy against him. He doesn't get malkut? That cannot be the case. Look at that she, and just to that point. Remez de edim zomim shilokin, ede ben gerusha, o ade galut, shepatrama katub medina zama, minayin shemlokin. Okay, the Kamei Gemara is going to ask another question. We'll see that question. Mishum de tzdiku ta tzaddik. Bitmiha. If this is talking about the judges, and the tzaddik and the rasha is the litigants, what do you got to say that we made a guy innocent and tzaddik? Just say there was a fight between two people, and they came to the court. What do I care about the tzaddik? I'm talking about giving lashes to the bad guy. What are you mentioning the tzaddik in that pasuk for? You're suspending the malkut on the vitzdiku. The malkut's got nothing to do with the tzaddik. The malkut's got to do with the rasha. What are you mentioning the tzaddik in the pasuk of malkut? El al korhach. Continue, Rashi, because Rashi gives you the answer. Al korhach be'edi mishta'e. It's not talking about judges. It's talking about the pasuk. The subject of the pasuk is talking about witnesses. Edim shekarim. False witnesses came into court. Shirshiu tzaddik. When they came into court, what they do? They made the tzaddik a rasha. I mean, they false testified against him. The guy's a tzaddik. What did they say? Oh, this guy did the big avera, whatever. So the talk about it over here is where they made the tzaddik a rasha. Two other witnesses came in. That's why pasuk starts. Vizimun vitzdiku etanidon shu tzaddik, and they made the tzaddik a tzaddik. Meaning they nullified the two witnesses that tried to make a tzaddik a rasha, and now they reinstated him to make the tzaddik a tzaddik that he is. Virshiu etaidim arsha'im. Virshiu etarasha. And they made the witnesses the sha'im. Oh, so by the way, that's exactly what we need. That's a case of hazama. So again, the pasuk is not a simple pasuk anymore. Vitzdiku et tzaddik is talking about edim. They came and reinstated the tzaddik that was made into a rasha by the first set.
False witnesses.
Vitzdiku. Yeah, they re-justified him. They made him, however you want to say. Virshiu et rasha. And what? At the same time, they made the witnesses originally that were accepted, they turned them into the sha'im. So bottom line, this is a classic case of edim zomimim. And what does the pasuk say? Ve'haya im ben akot rasha. You give the sha'im, the edim zomimim, lashes. Oh, you give them lashes. So it says, ve'haya im ben akot rasha. Im azama zu bat malkuti, shenei yochol lekeyem badin azama gemura. So Rashi throws in. If it's a case where you can't give what they were trying to do, for example, the Ben Gerusha case, it's only a remez.
Right.
It doesn't say in the pasuk. Remember, they were trying to give malkut.
Yeah.
So we give malkut. That's what's a remez. You have a case in the Torah of edim zomemim that get malkut. I can say the case is talking, but remez, a case where they're not worthy of the malkut. For example, the Ben Gerusha. Look at the Gemara now. Ela. Well, we just read in Ashina as the Gemara. Ela. Edim shehirshiu with the tzaddik. Edim came into court, first said. They made the tzaddik, Rasha. The Atu Edim Aharini, two other witnesses come along and say, Vizdikwa Tzadik de Meikara. They made the original Tzadik back into a Tzadik. They reinstated him. Vishavinu Lani de Shaim. And they turned the Edim Zomim into the Shaim, obviously. Dayayim Ben Akotel Asha. Ah, what did it say? Dayayim Ben Akotel Asha. Give him Malkut. So it's a remez, the Edim Zomimim, where you can't fulfill the punishment, they get Malkut. So the Gemara says, wait, what do you need such a complicated Dirasha for? Very simple. Ten Commandments. Torah says you can't be a false witness. So lo ta'aseh. Now these guys, you're right. Can I give the guy a halal? I can't make him a halal. I have gizat a katuf. Okay, but bottom line, did they bear false testimony? Yes, they transgressed the lo ta'aseh in the Torah. Lo ta'aseh, you get malchut. Very simple. Gemara says mishum da'avi lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Dechol lav she'en bo ma'aseh en okin alav.
Speech
is not a ma'aseh. It's a, how do you fulfill lo ta'aneh? Verbally, you testify against somebody. Verbally is not a ma'aseh. Lav she'en bo ma'aseh en okin alav. That's why you need the remez from the itzdiku v'nshi'u. Look at Rashi for a second. Melo ta'aneh, kol onshe lavin malkut. Right? All the lavim get malkut. Ela b'mkom shepresh lecha bo onesh. Unless there's another punishment. V'kan she'enu yachol onshan bo onesh ha'katub be'em yilku. Since you can't give the prescribed punishment, they should get malkut. Lav she'en bo ma'aseh en okin alav. The kaman yaliftu belgi. Okay, we have to see why it's lav she'en bo ma'aseh. You can argue moving your mouth. We'll have to see why dibur is not a ma'aseh. That's Gemara is going to explain it later on. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brayta. Dale devarim ne'emru be'edim zomemim. There's four laws that were said regarding edim zomemim. Two of them already we did, so we just got to learn the other two. En na'asim ben gerusha ben halutza. That one we know already. They don't become ben gerusha ben halutza if they testify. Ve'en golin na'ale miklat. We know that one also. They don't go to ir miklat if they testify. Here's the two ones that we don't know yet. Ve'en mishalmim et ha'kofer. What's kofir? Guy's sure killed somebody. So the law is, first of all, you put the shor, you kill the shor. The gambe alav yumat. Right? And the owner is guilty as well. So Imra says, but if he wants to pay, he can pay a kofir, he can pay a certain payment to the victim's family, and that's his deen. The law of Edim Zomim, there's no kofir. Meaning, if they testified, this guy sure killed. So what were they trying to mehayev him? Kofir. Now they found out to become Zomimim, the Edim do not pay kofir. Why? I don't know. I've never seen the Gemara. I would say, well, you were trying to make the guy pay $2,000 kofir. You pay the kofir. No, kofir is special deen. No, they don't pay kofir. Fourth law, ve'en nimkarim be'eved ivri. They are not sold as an Eved Ivri. Two witnesses come along and say, this guy stole money, and he doesn't have money to pay, therefore they're trying to sell him as a Eved. And they found Zomimim. We don't say, you were trying to make this guy sold as an Eved Ivri, you get sold. Why? Kaka, we have to see why. Rabbi Akiva Amru, Rabbi Akiva gives a fifth item. Af en mishalmim al pi atzmam. They don't pay if they admit. What happened? Edim Zomimim come into the court. Edim come into the court, we testify against this guy. Two other witnesses come along. What are you testifying? You with us. Now before the Beit Din was able to say conclusively, oh, you're Zomimim, they escaped, they ran. They ran to another court and they said, we confess. We are Edim Zomimim. So since their confession beat their conviction, the law is Edim Zomim do not pay on their own admission. Again, law. Have to see how. That's the law of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now we have to source all these cases. The first two we know the source already. En Naasin ben Girusha ben Halusa Kedamran. No, lo ve lo lezaro. Ve'en Golin Naare Meklat Kedamran. Who Yenus? Who ve lo Zomim? והם משלמים את הכופר, או וואלו דבי כופר, כסברי, כופרה כפרה. כופרה is כופר. Why does the guy have to pay כופר? The guy's ox killed, let's say, yeah? So we say, oh, ox killed, you gotta pay. What was he paying for? He killed the person. So that payment is a kapara. He needs kapara because your assets killed somebody. So what's the kapara for the guy? Paying. V'ani lam b'nei kapara ninu. You can't make any of me pay kofir. They don't need a kapara for anything. Which means the payment is a kapara payment. Did their ox kill anybody? No. They testified this guy's ox killed. They were lying. All right, they have an avon. But that they don't have an avon that needs a kapara of kofir. If you tell me it's not kapara, if you tell me it's a monetary payment, or you were trying to make the guy pay money out of pocket, you got to pay the money yourself. But if you tell me that the money is specifically kapara for that avon, for your assets killing, your assets didn't kill. Therefore, kufra kapara, you don't have to pay. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, kufra kapara, right before they get wide. Lechaper azeh sharak shoro et ha'adam. V'ani lam b'nei kapara ninu, shelo harak shoram adam. The animal didn't kill anybody. Man tana, back to the Gemara, kufra kapara. Who's the tana that says kufra kapara, that the kofir is indeed a kapara? Amar of Hazda, Rabbi Ishmael, Benosh, Rabbi Yoram, and Berokahi. Rabbi Ishmael, the Tanya. Venatan Pidyon Nafsho. Now listen to what it says in the Torah. The guy has to give Pidyon, the owner of the animal that killed, has to give Pidyon for his Nefesh. It doesn't say for his Nefesh. It says Pidyon Nafsho. It says, yeah, it says his. Now I don't know who his is. There's two ways of looking at it. When he makes the assessment, does he pay how much he's worth? Or how much the guy he killed is worth? Is Pidyon Nafsho the Mazik? Or is Pidyon Nafsho the Nizak? Machlok, Gemara says, V'natan Pidyon Nafsho deme Nizak. One Shita says, yeah, the Nizak. You pay according to the victim that died. Rabbi Ishmael B'Rosh Rabbi Omer Ka'ame deme Mazik. Now, how would you learn on your own, what's the Machlok between these two rabbis? If you're paying according to what he's worth, the damager, or the owner, or the victim. The Chaulah, the Machloket, is based on what? How do you look at the kofir payment? If you say kofir is kapara, so you're paying what you're worth. You need kapara for your value. But if you're saying kofir is monetary, it's a payment of monetary, that's why you pay according to what the guys who you killed.
His value
of the guy that died. If it's Mammon, you killed the guy, how much is he worth? He's worth $2,000, pay $2,000 to the inheritors. But if you say, no, it's a kapara, you have to redeem yourself. So the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara says, my love, be'akam epalge, must be the argument in the following. The more sabar kufra mamona, or more sabar kufra kapara. Gemara says, amar papa la, they know. The kula alma kufra kapara. Everybody holds kofir is a kapara. V'acha v'acha mepalge. Mor sabab bedinizak shemina. No, mor sabab bedinizak shemina. Everybody holds kapara. The mahlok it is, who the evaluates to get the kapara. One rabbi will say, the kapara is on the mazik. That's the money you have to pay. And one says, it's nizak. But we all agree, it's a kapara payment. We just, mahlok it is on, who you're assessing. So Gemara says, "My ta'amayu de Rabbanan." What's the reason of the Rabbanan? Which is the Rabbanan say you pay according to the Nizak. That's a Hadush. Why you pay according to the Nizak? Ne'emar hashata lemata, v'ne'emar hashata lemala. Okay, go to Parashat Mishpatim, where it talks about this case over here, where a guy's ox killed somebody. It says, "In kofir yushat." Yushat meaning if kofir is placed on him. The word yushat is written by kofir. But I saw right before that talks about a guy, he punched a lady, she was pregnant, she gave birth, the baby's died as a result of it. So also says the word yushat over there. Now what over there, by the baby case, the assessment is made and he has to pay. What do they assess? The babies. The item that was damaged. So to here when it says yushat, you assess the item that was damaged, which is the guy.
You shot.
Ma le'alam b'din nizak. Just like by the case of hitting the babies, your assessment is on the nizak. Afkam b'din nizak. Okay, very good. V'Rabbi Ishmael. Oh, what's the other rabbi's opinion? V'natam pidyon nafsho ketiv. It says nafsho. His nefesh. V'Rabbanan in pidyon nafsho ketiv. You're right. It is a pidyon for himself. Miu ki shaminan b'din nizak shaminan. But when you calculate it, it's the nizaks. It is pidyon nafsho. definitely this payment is going to be poder you, but the assessment is made on the nizak. Just because it says pidyon nafsho doesn't mean you assess him. It, the result is it's a pidyon for you, but that doesn't mean you assess yourself. You assess the nizak. Simple. So therefore, now lema'aseh, everybody holds kufra as a kapara. Back to our story of edim zomimim, so you can't make him pay them. Because the edim zomimim, their ox didn't kill anybody, they needed a kapara to pay. Good. Last one. The end nimkarim be'eved evri. Can't sell them as eved evri. What's the reason? Okay. Savala memenu'alememar ani midi echa li'it le'dide. Which means, when do we say that the witnesses are not sold as avadim? That's talking about where they have money. Which means, where they have money in their pocket, where they can technically pay. They're trying to say, what, this guy stole money, he has no money to pay, therefore he has to go to become an avid avadim. The witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? You with us. So we don't see them become evident. You know why? Because they have money in their pocket. They can pay the money that they were trying to make the guy pay. However, why? Because he would not have been sold as an evident because he has money. Which means if the guy that they were testifying against would have money in his pocket, he would not become an avid. So too they, who have money in their pocket, they will not become an avid as well. But where they were deemed, they don't have money in their pocket. Which means, the guy that they testified against, where he doesn't have money, even though they have money, meaning the witnesses that testified, Mizdabnu Khitashi. That she is three lines on the bottom. Dita she yes to the ganab mamon shlem de magineva. Imlo huzmu. Vilahem en mal shalem. Which means the witnesses don't have, but the guy who testified has.
The actual thief.
They come along and say, oh, this guy over here is a ganav. And he has to be sold as a slave. Oh, we don't say that the Edim get sold as a slave. I'll tell you why. Because the guy that testified had money. So since
he wouldn't have been.
So even though they don't have money, they are not sold. But if they testified against a guy who doesn't have money, even though they do, he should be sold. Because you always look what they were doing to the guy. Right? The guy doesn't have money, he was going to be a slave. Even though technically you have money, doesn't matter. Since you were trying to make him, so you get sold. That's what they thought to say. Well, it was when you see Savar, and that was a Hava Amina to make this Hiluk in the case. However, Gemara says cannot be. It's not so. Gemara says Velimrule. Let the Edim tell the guy. Iant Hava Lach Mi Hava. Mr. Bant, if you would have had money, the witnesses are telling the guy, if you would have had money, you would not have been sold. We also are not going to be sold because we have kesef, which means it's got to be what we were trying to do to you. If you would have had money, you would not be sold. So we have money, by the way. So why should we be sold just because you don't have money? If you would have money, you wouldn't have been sold. I mean, the law of being nimkar automatic. It depends on the guy's stature. Depends on his status. So what? Because you don't have money, I gotta go. I have money. If you would have been like me, you wouldn't have been sold either. Let them say that claim. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, you want to explain it better? He explains it better. Kushet the Gemara teuna hasbir. Ma bekach shilu ayalin don kesef. Had it before lo yalo kesef. That's what your question is really. What I keep potential? Bottom line is that money. You were trying to get this guy's avid. In the deal was more idea, my room in the cover shadow that would have been sold. Which means, bottom line, you were trying to sell the guy. What kind of claim is that? If you would have had money, you would have been sold. Okay, but I didn't have money. And if you didn't get Huzam, I would have been sold. So you were trying to sell me. So it says, watch. So Rav Chanan Wasserman explains. There's two principles. Ganav she'en lo kesef. A ganav doesn't have money, let's say. En gedir dino chiyuv mechina be'etzem. There's no deal if you don't have money, you get sold. Ela gedro shehayav leshalem et ha'geneva. He has to pay. U'me'achad she'en lo mamon. So he has to sell himself. That's a result. It's a second result. It's an after fact. You don't have money to pay? Get the money to pay. The only way to get money to pay, you gotta sell yourself.
That's not the punishment.
It's a consequence. That's what Chanan says. It's a consequence. Din bet kashet zamam en gedros she'osim le'edim et ha'onesh she'amdu la'asod le'edom befo'al. When we say edim zomemim, it's not the pshat. The onesh that you were giving this guy, we're giving to you. Ela gedros she'matrim ala edim et etzem hadin she'utal anidon.
The judgment.
Hey. Exactly. So the judgment here is what? Not you sold as an eved. The judgment, you don't have money, pay.
If you don't have money, you're
gonna... Now you work it out.
Yeah.
You don't have money, you go sell yourself. We didn't say go sell yourself. So therefore, in Edim Zomim, it's the same Zavara. What? We will mechayim you to pay. Good, we have money. We have money to pay. So if we win your position, we were not mechayim you as an eved. Yeah. We will mechayim you to pay. We have money, we will pay. Why should we come Edim? It's a very good stream of Chanan Wasserman. Oh, so wait. No, we're not whipping in this. We're not whipping in this case. We just said they don't get sold as an eved. So we said the case is talking about where they don't have money, right? But they don't have money. Oh, you were trying to sell them as a slave, even though they have. So why should you say that? Let them tell the guy. Listen, if you had money, you would have been sold. You would not have been sold. We have money. Why should we be sold? Which means we really weren't mehayeving you, avdut.
Yeah.
We were mehayeving you to pay. Good. So you had a side problem. You didn't have money to pay. So you had to go get a job as a eved. We could pay. So Gemara says Ela Sabara Minuale Memar. So Gemara reverses. Hani Mili. That what you say they don't get sold as an eved. Hecha deit le olidide. All the did who, which means doesn't matter whoever has money, whether the guy that testified has money or the edim have money. But if nobody had money, not the guys that they testified against, and not the edim, so now there's no money over here. So therefore, they would also have to sell themselves to some edim, because you're right. The psak was pay. We can't pay. Okay, pay, can't pay. So David. And what are they going to come along and say? Well, we have money. You don't have money either. So you would have been in the same position. So therefore, you were trying to result me into this result. You would have been forced to do the same thing. So you get the same thing. So comes the Gemara, Amar Rava. The Gemara says, wait, still not good. Because if you get out the Ketuvah, and we're done with this. V'nimkar b'gnevato Amar Rahmana. Gezat Ketuvah. B'gnevato. Pasuk says, very nice. Who gets sold into slavery? The ganav. V'nimkar b'gnevato. Derash b'gnevato. V'lo b'zemamo. So that excludes all cases. Even if they didn't have money, he didn't have money, nobody had money, doesn't matter. Zomemim do not get sold as slaves. Gezerat katuv. Just look at the Rashi. We don't have to look at it. We saw it already. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.